This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Oh, our daily roundup of the ridiculous. Why we can't have nice things starts us in Canada, north of the border, Canada. A man in Montreal is fighting a parking ticket that his daughter got in front of their home. And it happened, ironically, on April 1st. And you kind of think it might be an April Fool's prank. Maybe the worst parking ticket I've heard in recent years. Early in the morning, see, outside of this guy's house, the city of Montreal installed a brand new sign for a brand new bus stop right in front of the guy's house.
Huh.
Sign is actually in his front yard. The crew finished up at about 7:55 a.m. Then, just 10 minutes after the sign was put up, parking enforcement comes by and gives his daughter a parking ticket
what?
For her car because it was blocking a bus stop. But her car was there overnight before
crying
the bus stop
loud.
Even existed. The city agrees that this might be an oversight and they might take it back. But we've seen that literally happen outside our studios here in the city of Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
Is not as forgiving.
Dum, yeah. Dum, 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 dum.
So there's a lot of reasons to dial 911. Medical emergency, threat to your safety, fire, flood, or a good pack of smokes. A woman in Nacogdoches was fed up with waiting for her cigarette delivery. So she didn't just call the customer service number. Uh-uh. She went straight to the top. Dialed 911 to complain. Officer said, this is only for emergencies. Thank you for playing. Smoke them if you got them.
Let's go to court. All right, so this is in New York State. And a man in New York tried to have an AI lawyer make his case for him in court. But the judge wasn't too pleased about it. So he generated this avatar, he said, because it would do, the avatar, the AI, would do a better job delivering his argument rather than him, he said, stumbling over his own words. Judge was...
May it please the court.
This is the AI.
I come here today a humble pro se before a panel of five distinguished justices.
Hold on. Is that counsel for the case?
I generated that.
AI generated
that. I'm sorry?
I generated that? That is not a real person.
Okay. Shut that off!
Oh. She went over to it and literally unplugged it.
Dum, 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 dum.
Love it.
Shut that off.
That's right.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You know, Kim Spencer is not playing around when it comes to dog walking. She went for a stroll in Tampa when an alligator came across her path. It went on the attack and grabbed her little Kona's head right in its mouth. So she jumped in, rescued her dog. Now they're both recovering with stitches.
Yeah.
No word on the gator. Wouldn't make a nice pair of boots.
You know, props to you, man. But you better run
trouble, dumb,
next time.
Dumb. You better run.
Especially in the zoo run if they release the gators. It was flooding at the Fort Worth Zoo. Let us go to Wichita, Kansas. Oh, so beautiful I hear this time of year. And a man there was released from jail. He was in jail for robbing a Walgreens. He was released and then immediately went to a different Walgreens and robbed that. He was booked back into jail on the same day that he was released.
Crying out loud. What does he want at Walgreens?
Well, he has rewards there.
Dum, 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 dum.
Loyal.
So everything is expensive these days, and groceries, well, they can be downright brutal. But is there an alternative? You gotta eat, right? You could head to the garden, but people aren't eating veggies. Instead, it's snails. People are turning to mollusks as a form of nutrition.
Yeah.
And dietitians are on board. They're affordable, rich in protein, and sustainable. Not to mention disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that, man. In fact, I can't do that now with, like, escargot.
Oh, God, no.
Power to you.
You do you, JB.
And I want to preface this final story. This is 100% true. It is not being made up in any way, shape, or form. The first indication of that, it's out of Gainesville, Georgia.
Georgia.
Which, if you want to go extra Florida, go up to Georgia. Gainesville police and Walmart Asset Protection have arrested a man accused of stealing from several Walmart stores. Investigators say he hit several Walmart locations across North Georgia, responsible for thefts totaling more than $20,000. He's currently being held on felony charges, but police have not confirmed his official list of charges. They have confirmed his name. The 40-year-old man in question, who went around North Georgia one by one, just barnstorming and stealing from Walmarts. Police have captured Speedy Gonzalez.
Whoa!
That's his actual name.
Dum, 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 dum